99 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we are pleased to wrap up the morning show in large part with a big interview here with Jeremy Rusko, owner of Dynamic Discs, and Jason Santangelo of Emporia State University. Hornet Hills, the name of the new disc golf course that's been really in development the last several months at Emporia State University.
And Jason's the Assistant Director for Athletic Development at Emporia State University. Jason, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good. How are you today?
I am wonderful. I'm in an air-conditioned building, so I cannot complain one bit.
No complaints. No complaints accepted either. And Jeremy, how are you?
Hey, doing good over here. Just like Jason, I guess I'm in air conditioning too, so we're off to a great start for the week.
Yes, and a great announcement here a couple of days ago, really late last week, when it was announced that the new disc golf course at Emporia State University has a new name, Hornet Hills. Jason, let's get us started here. Let's talk about really the buzz that's developed here over Hornet Hills the last several months leading up to and including the name announcement late last week.
Well, I would like to compliment you there on the buzz comment. That's a great term when you're talking about anything Hornet related. This is something really that Jeremy had this idea a couple years ago of using that open space at Wilson Park to create a disc golf course that could not only benefit the university, the students, bring people to campus, but also benefit the rich history that we're seeing developed by Jeremy and Dynamic Discs and the community and disc golf in general. We had some snags along the way, and then the fun COVID pandemic that we're still in, but everything slowed down. And Jeremy said, "Hey, what a better way to let's get this thing moving. We need to get outdoor activities where people can social distance, and when these students come back to campus, we have something for them." And we just started poking buttons and putting our heads together, which Jeremy's head is a lot better when it comes to brain activities than myself. And next thing you know, we come up with a competition of how to name the course. Dynamic Discs and Jeremy said, we will 100% fund this project, supply the baskets, do the tee pad work, the hole signs, the kiosk, and the vision of the layout. And we got to, I hate to sound almost selfish when I say it, but we got to sit back and watch this happen and just be someone that gets to enjoy what Jeremy and Dynamic Discs can do for a campus and a community. So this is something that he's the brain power behind it, and I got to just enjoy the ride, and Emporia State's going to reap some of these benefits when we start having Junior Worlds here this summer and have close to 250 people on our campus and in our community. A lot of those, they're going to be under 18. What a great way to show off Emporia State University and grab a few of those future Hornets in the making.
Well, indeed, and let's bring Jeremy in. Jeremy, Wilson Park, how did you envision the layout? How was that all designed?
Wilson Park is a pretty small park, pretty small piece of property that in some regards, I guess we felt like maybe was slightly underutilized for, it was time to put a disc golf course on campus. And, it's a really great park. It's a really great course. A lot of people don't give enough credit to what a 9-hole disc golf course can do in a community. It's important to have beginner-friendly, disc golf courses and disc golf holes. And Wilson Park really is a challenging, but we'll say it's challenging, but it's a good course for new players, beginners, college students, juniors, all walks of life. And yeah, we're thrilled to have this thing in the ground. And Jason, you did not just sit back. You had plenty of work on your end to make this thing a reality with the staff at ESU. And yeah, it's really cool to see this thing come together. And yeah, with the Junior World Championships coming up here in just a couple weeks, as Jason was saying, what a great way to bring these kids to Emporia State University, see the campus, play disc golf on campus, which not very many colleges across the United States have that, and hopefully, attract some of these future Hornets to Emporia.
So how has the course been received? Let's go with you first, Jeremy. Have you heard anything as far as the reception, as far as the students goes? Because this course has been in play for a little bit now, hasn't it?
It has been in the ground for just a little bit. We don't have the tee signs up yet because we were waiting to finalize the new name, and the reception has been great. I haven't necessarily talked to a lot of college students that are, you know, that are around about it, but what I've seen online, what I've heard is that it's a great course. Hammond Park is, we think it's the busiest disc golf course in town. A lot of that is because it's nine holes, and it's a lot of birdie holes and par holes out there, that, you know, shorter holes that people can enjoy. And we think the same thing is going to happen with this new course at Emporia State University, because shorter, more technical course that, you know, anybody can enjoy.
That was going to be my next question here for you, Jeremy, specifically, is really what this particular course offers, and maybe a niche that it fills here in the nine hole realm that maybe some others don't have here in town or in the area.
Well, there's actually, you know, with the holes being short, there actually is a lot of technical aspects to them, because Wilson Park is actually pretty wooded in several of the areas. We were able to squeeze a couple holes in areas that maybe haven't really been utilized by the park, which means that they're in the trees. We had to do a little tree trimming to squeeze those in there. But a lot of the, you know, as we've brought the top talent in the disc golf world to Emporia for, you know, the Dynamic Disc Open, Glass Blown Open, you know, we had to keep making the courses harder and harder and harder to support those top elite disc golf athletes. And here with, you know, Hornet Hills, the course is shorter and just has a lot of aspects to it that other courses in Emporia don't have, which we think is a great thing and a great benefit for having a disc golf course, you know, on campus.
And Jeremy Rusko, Dynamic Discs, and Jason Santangelo, Emporia State University. Let's talk about the contest, the naming contest. Jason, tell us how that all evolved.
It was an idea Kelly Hine in our marketing department first came up with. Jeremy had thought of a name that he initially suggested that we call it, and working with President Garrett and Kelly, it could have been confusing with some other things we had on campus. And so Kelly Hine said, what a great way to get Emporia State students, faculty, the community, or just golfers in general, having some ownership to the course. How can we get them involved with some of the naming opportunities? And so we came up with just a contest, and Jeremy said he would supply a couple gift cards for the winners. Initially, we thought we would have a winner. Well, we had a few people that actually suggested the name Hornet Hills, and our naming committee grabbed a few of the names that we liked and then left it to, I believe it was President Garrett at the end of the day, that said this is the one that she chose, and we had a few people that said Hornet Hills. So we had to divide, I think we had three people. We did a first, second, and third, and Jeremy said, yep, I said I'd give a gift card. I'll give three gift cards now. So he really stepped up that portion as well. And we got three people that get to come and have a gift card, essentially a small shopping spree over at Dynamic Disc downtown. So if they're not disc golfers, they're going to be disc golfers.
You know, the one thing too, Jason, that this brings up, and I saw in the news release here from late last week, is a little bit more attention here, not only to, you know, just kind of the casual Emporia State or maybe even the casual community member getting their throws in, but also really maybe setting the stage here for really now you have a home course for your club team.
Mm-hmm. And that's right. And that's over the last few years we have tried to grow that disc golf club here on campus. We've had a couple sponsors that come in and then they leave. Andy McHenry actually stepped up. We hope to keep Andy on campus a long time. He is the new sponsor, and he's a disc golf. He's a disc golf nut. He loves it. They actually did an event right before the Dynamic Disc Open where they had a temporary course they set up throughout Welch Stadium where people could come and play throughout the stadium. It was really neat. But Andy's doing a fantastic job. This gives them a sorts of a home practice course. Of course, to complete at the collegiate level, they'll need more advanced courses than what Hornet Hills can provide. But what a great technical course and something that they can walk right out of a classroom or the dormitories and be throwing a disc within 5 minutes. I mean, it's a fantastic opportunity.
Jeremy, what do you think of the name Hornet Hills?
Well, at first, you know, as Jason was saying, I had a name in my head, and I thought that was a good one. But I'm really glad that we went through with this naming competition. It was so cool to have so many people involved, and then, you know, putting in their input, and some of the names were pretty clever and had quite a story to them. But I love the name Hornet Hills. Wilson Park is fantastic, and we're thrilled to. We'll have disc golf on campus again.
Yes, indeed. So, Jason, did you get a lot of entries?
We did, and I don't have the sheet in front of me, but I would say there was probably over 150 different entries. Some of those, of course, were repetitive names, but that's 150 people that were paying attention that sat down and went through the mindset and tried to be creative on how to use that. And there were some really neat ones, like Jeremy said, and utilizing the name of Wilson Park and the highest elevation in Emporia and the history upon that area, people did research and actually were very creative with what they did. It was fun to watch it progress.
Outstanding. Well, Hornet Hills is in place. It is being utilized. And glad that we had a chance to talk about this and really just highlight the process here for Hornet Hills and its construction here over the last several months. Jeremy Rusko, thanks again for joining us here today. And best of luck not only here with this, but also with all the things the Dynamic Disc is involved in here over the next several months.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for having us today.
Yeah, Junior Worlds, y'all
Junior
set
Worlds.
To go?
Oh, you better believe it. We're really excited to have all the juniors and their family members in town for more than a week. It's going to be a great week for us.
All right, Jason, hey, appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Ron. Thanks, Chuck. And Jeremy, thanks for all you're doing.
All right, thank you, Jason.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it's Jeremy Rusko, founder and CEO of Dynamic Disc, and Jason Santangelo, who is the Assistant Director for Athletic Development at Emporia State. Hornet Hills is the name of the new disc golf course on the campus of Emporia State. Okay, we need an auction update.
All right.
Let's update it.
We've got, what, 3 minutes, about 2 minutes, 45 seconds before we close?
Well, if we keep going, we'll keep taking bids. But right now, the pie is at $250.
All right, good deal.
And the cinnamon rolls are at $125.
Oh, okay. All right, we have seen some late movement. Good.
We've seen some movement, yes, indeed. So $125 on the pie, $250 on the pie, $125 on the cinnamon rolls. And again, we'll go here for the next few minutes. So text 620-342-5863. We can bump that up a little more, can't we?
Yes, we can.
I think we can.
Let's see what we can get.
Raising money for Ron's ride to Special Olympics. That's where the proceeds go. And, of course, this is a donation from Evora Wheeler, the pie and the cinnamon rolls. And, again, if you are the winner, I'll make sure that they're delivered to you by myself personally at the time, date, location of your choice.
Wow. How cool is that?
620-342-5863. If you want to call us here, 342-1400, we can make that work as well. I'll make anything work.
Hey, we're here to please. We're here to help.
That's right. KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It's 8:57.
Are you looking for an efficient and natural way to enhance your immunity? First Start Pool has all new HealthMate infrared saunas in store now. Infrared sauna therapy can alleviate muscle and joint pain, help your body's metabolism, boost your immunity, and fight the development of cellulite. Infrared saunas are an investment in a healthier you and in a better lifestyle. Find your new HealthMate infrared sauna at First Start Pool and Patio. 2929 West Highway 50. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5:30 and Saturday from 9 to noon.
Don't miss Washunga Days in Canada.